Stirling is situated just north of Glasgow, about half an hour's travel time. What you will hear with this accent is much less twang than you would hear in Glasgow. Glasgow hits sounds harder, and you really hear that urbanisation in the quality of the Glaswegian accent. Stirling is a little bit softer, and this speaker is a good demonstration of that. You get all the same sort of features, though. The accent is rhotic, the R is being pronounced in all positions, and you also get that short U vowel in a word like looked. It becomes looked. So have a listen. A little bit more movement perhaps in the diphthongs as well, as opposed to the Glaswegian.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hammered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father from my royal line. Ran mad for you, after you, to Iolcus, Peleus' palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes, the father I betrayed to go with you? To Peleus' daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you. And in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband, lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Ruthless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. My name is Neshla Kaplan. My accent is a Stirling accent, which is central Scotland. Kind of sandwiched in between Glasgow and Edinburgh, so a bit of a mix of both, and also on the steps to the north of Scotland, so it has a hint of that too.